This is Steve Sherlock with Franklin Matters number 24. This podcast for Franklin Matters continues the special production, capturing the information session on underage drinking, sponsored by Wasted and held at Franklin High School Tuesday evening, December 2nd, 2008. This series of six podcasts will enable you to listen to the presentation and discussion that took place that evening. In the first part, briefly, we listened to Principal Pam Gould as she provided the introduction, and we listened to the presentation by the Franklin High School students from Mariska Waters' class. In the second part, we listened to Bill Phillips, director of New Beginnings. In the third part, we heard Nick's story. In the fourth segment, we heard Josh's story. In this, the fifth segment, we'll listen to the parents' point of view as Nick's parents have their say. Listen carefully.
We heard their story. Now you hear the parents' story. And as soon as the parents are done, you can ask questions. You can ask questions. Anybody here? This is what you got to understand. Here's the other side of the addiction of the adolescent. It's the horrific feelings that go through parents.
We are a very fortunate family. What Al can talk about is how it affects the family. And we have two younger daughters. We're very close to Nick, and as you can imagine, his addiction had a great effect on the whole family. Things were missing, money was missing, Nick was lying, he told his story. He told his story better than I could tell his story. I'm the person that found him after that drug overdose. That is a very difficult experience. I can tell it now, and I can feel so fortunate that I having the opportunity to tell that story. As Nick explained, he had his wisdom teeth out, and I just went to check him, see if he needed a little ice, and he was gray, wet, and not responsive. So I very calmly dialed 911. I guess you do what you have to do. But today, it's wonderful not to, as he said, if he doesn't answer his cell phone, I don't feel inclined to call every emergency room in the area. And we have been to several. So we got through a crisis. I'm a teacher. I'm actually a teacher here at Franklin High School. I came this year. I've been working with teenagers for 30 years, so you'd think I'd know the signs. I've worked in residential settings and thought I would know. So my advice is just, as Nick and Josh said, just, you know, be aware, ask a lot of questions, know where your kids are, don't come slack. Our experience was a little different because he was already in college. One thing that he didn't tell you is that he is a college graduate now. So. It was a 7-year plan, but he got there, which is great. He has a psych degree, and probably that will take him somewhere in his career, I'm sure, to continue to help others as a career. And
We appreciate the opportunity to talk to parents groups. We have no answers. It's as simple as that. And we can only tell our story as Josh tells his wonderful story, as Nick certainly tells his. It is beneficial to them. It helps them in their sobriety. And I guess just our willingness to talk in front of people also helps us in dealing with it. It's an insane disease. You know, Nick, as has been told, is the oldest of three children, and we are a very wonderful family, you know, we're all, you know, Gail has been a special ed teacher in different situations and dealing with kids. You know, I do what I do to give back a bit to the community, so we've been a wonderful model to our children, and so why is it that our son gets as messed up as he does, when in fact his two younger sisters are both, you know, well-adjusted, happy kids who absolutely adore their older brother Nick. And the insanity of the disease is really the effect that it has on the family. And really, the ruining of relationships built within the family. You know, Nick has had to to work real hard, and he has succeeded to regain the not only the trust of his parents and certainly, but as importantly as the trust of his sisters, and he's working real hard at that. He's you know, as he said, if we don't hear from him for a few days, we no longer have to call you know, the local emergency rooms to, you know, we are no longer a family in crisis. But we don't, you know, we don't have the answers to that. It's, you know, Nick is a very strong-willed person. He's very bright, fortunately. You know, he's still here to be able to realize the errors of his ways and sort of make changes. I think, you know, Billy has shown the kind of person he is, and very simply, we owe Nick's life to Billy's intervention and his help. But again, we have no answers. You know, it reached a point with Nick where his behavior was just so insane, and it never manifested itself early on. It was always really, he had gone away to UMass, and, you know, people can go to UMass and adapt and have a wonderful success there. I happen to be a graduate of UMass during, I graduated, you know, in the early 70s, so I was there during the real, you know, poor hippie times, and I ended up being irresponsible. You know, I didn't have any problem. So sending Nick there, you know, we just assumed with my kid that, you know, he would continue to grow in a, you know, very successful path. So, you know, the question sometimes that people might have is, how did you not recognize sort of any of the situations? And it befuddled us as well. He is a master manipulator, as many drug addicts are, and Billy can certainly speak to that. It got to the point in Nick's behavior, and not to you know, readdress everything that they said, but it got to the point where the statement we had with Nick was, if his lips are moving, he's lying. And that's sort of a behavior that all drug addicts, we now realize, embrace. So, you know, we dealt with it, you know, Billy's sort of magical help, Nick's sort of self-realization, the fact that, thank God, you know, Nick was able to be saved, you know, from a fatal overdose, and we have framed in our home the handwritten note that Nick wrote while he was at Beth Israel, with a tube down his throat and the chicken scratch, saying, this is the worst experience of my life, I will never do drugs again. And as Nick said, that was the low point. You don't know what the low point is, but that was his lowest point. And we're no longer a family in crisis, as I said. And as Billy said, you know, one of the things that we thought we always did, but maybe not to the extent we should have, was just, you know, what's going on in your life, kids? You know, Gail would always, we would always attend that family dinner and going around, and, you know, what went on today? What's going on? And tell us. And I guess that's the only message. Really just know who your kids' friends are, and you know, just probe. You know, just, you don't want to, you're not going to, we are now very close. We are friends. But you don't necessarily have to be your kids' friends and when they're in those formative years. So again, you know, we hope that you all gained something both from my little story of Josh and Nick, and just out of the way of trying to spread the message.
Come back to hear the Q&A section as the evening wraps up.